on this late night with Deanne, and we're here with John Gary Peeler, and we're also here with John Alastasis, talking about, you know, what is going on with our government, these agencies, what is happening with these parallels, the agents getting shot, you know, from friendly fire, you know, and what can we do about this? John Alastasis, what do you feel about what we're talking about here? Do you see any type of clear solution that you think could be addressed?
Well, I think it's getting to be a real sticky wicket. I have a neighbor that his relations of son and daughter-in-law were part of the CIA and at the Pentagon, and when I got said and done, they've retired, and they're... You know, I was talking to him about what's going on with 9/11 and all these issues, and when it got said and done, he kind of made a statement like I knew about maybe half of what's really going on.
Oh.
And it's, and the other day when we every Saturday we petition anti-war movement down in the park, and you know, hold signs up, and when he drives by, he toots the horn for stopping the war, and he's not holding back anything. He really means it, and at the same time, I think people in the CIA are compartmentalized and stuff. A lot of them don't know what the other one's doing. It's like John was telling that, you know, they were going to stop the Oklahoma City bombing, but then they didn't. And again, there's, if you pull up Clinton's friends, you get a 3-page death list with the last 10 being his bodyguards. I think a lot of people are looking over their shoulder, and I think they're getting tired of it. And I think there's a lot of factions of maybe the, I think even though the Republicans and Democrats really aren't different, I think there's inner fights among those rich and famous and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's a very dangerous world, and it's getting more dangerous, and it's getting closer. And at the same time, I think people are realizing that this is the end times, and they're starting to wonder about morality. And so what should they be doing, and where should they be, and what side should they be on is a question that's being dotted to a lot of these people that are inundated in the CIA and the Secret Service or wherever. Or at least I hope they're there.
Well, John Peeler, what do you think about what John just said?
He's totally 100% correct. There are fairly decent people in some of these agents. Not all agents are evil monsters like myself. And I've repented since then. I've prayed to God for the people I've had to murder and so forth for the United States government when they told me I was doing the right thing by framing and murdering people that, you know, I wasn't for sure that it was the right thing. They told me I was doing the right thing, and God only knows what the right thing was, but now it's totally out of control, and a lot of people in a lot of the agencies is so out of, it's like a roller coaster going down a hill. It's gone so far and so long and so out of control. 3 weeks before the Oklahoma bombing, I wrote letters to many people and told them to please stop it, President on down. 3 months before the World Trade Center, 9/11, I wrote letters to Mayor Giuliani, President, different people, CIA, FBI, told them to please stop it. They didn't stop it. Both of them happened. Both of them were followed through. Both of them were well-planned, well-executed, and it's very unfortunate that the roller coaster has got out of hand. There are some decent people. There are good people. There are people like you that are radio announcers that try to tell people the truth. There are people out there that know the truth. And like I said, when I talked to this agent, Darrell S. Head in Arkansas State Capitol, he went and arrested the guy that was going to fly an airplane into the building and stopped him from doing that and stopped hundreds of people from dying, you know. But he didn't have to do that, but he chose to. There are Christian decent men in some of these organizations that are trying to make a difference, but they need to rise up and stop people like myself that were totally out of control, and we thought we were doing the right thing because, you know, like the Germans said, orders are orders. We were following orders and doing what we were told to do.
Oh, sorry about that. Another break. We'll be right back. Call us 800-313-9443. We're here with John Gary Peeler talking about this craziness that's going on here. We will be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. We're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and I'm here with John Peeler. And we're coming up through the last hour of the broadcast, and John, I was wondering, too, now, what can be done to rectify some of these things? Do you have any suggestions for the audience?
Yes, I do. You got some good listeners, and I've talked to some of your listeners that have called me up and got in touch with me and so forth. They said they're your listeners. But anyway, number one, a person needs to get right with God, in my personal opinion, like I have done. And if they're working for a federal agency and doing things that are wrong, even if it's going to mess their family up, they need to quit, resign, whistleblow, do whatever they got to do to stop the things that are going wrong, you know, with this country. I don't know whether it's too late or not. I really don't know. I talk to you and John and your listeners about that. We're basically involved in World War III, and I notice a lot of your advertisements on your show are about survival goods and supplies and stuff. People, number one, need to get right with God and repent if they're doing anything wrong, like I was with my job title of Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap for the United Snakes of America. People need to get right. If they're doing a job that's not right, they need to quit it, resign, change, make a change, repent, do whatever is right in the sight of God and man, and try to get right with God and man, because like John Alstafas said, they need to repent because the end is near, and your end might be near if you know too much about the wrong thing or see the wrong thing or happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time when federal agents decide that a building needs to be destroyed because it's got too much information about William Jefferson Bly, also known as William Jefferson Clinton. So you're standing across the street, and the axle of the rider truck takes your head off, you know, like it did one fellow that I was aware of.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's very unfortunate, but all we can do is try to be right with God and try to do the right thing because, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, like it says in the, you know, do right with God and love your neighbor as yourself and, you know, try to repent because the end could be nearer than you think.
Yeah, and the thing is that this stuff that's going on is so dangerous, you know, to not only our country but to the world. You know, I had on my show a couple of weeks back a gentleman that was in Adolf Hitler's German army. You know, he was working as, you know, a Nazi officer, not officer, but as a soldier. And he came on, and he was very repentant, too, to the fact that he didn't know what was going on. He thought he was doing the right thing because of the things that he was given as information. So the thing is that, you know, like you said before, there are FBI agents, CIA agents out there. They're good people. They're actually going in because they think they're doing work in law enforcement. There's good police out there. But the thing is that they have been trained not to believe any other factors other than what is given to them through the government. Because the government has to be correct. It has to be right because that is the way the country is to be run. Am I not right on that? You come in there thinking that you're, you know, backing up the country, which is backing up the people.
Orders are orders. Now, if they had told me to kill Vernon Wayne Howe, also known as David Koresh, he, you know, I would have taken him out like they told me to do because they convinced me that he was just a really, really evil child molesting person. And now I've been told that that was not the case. I wrote a letter to him apologizing to the Branch Davidian, telling them I'm sorry for my involvement in their demise and so forth, and that, you know, they, a lot of their men, women, and children were murdered just because they had a religious order that said that the government was not really right and that the end was near at hand, and their end became near at hand when they started talking about Clinton and all the things he was involved in. But it's very unfortunate that a person can try, they had their survivalist community. David Koresh did collect firearms and so forth. I don't know whether they ever proved he had any illegal firearms. They tried to say that he did, but the BATF got involved and said he was involved in child abuse, and their, you know, that wasn't their job description, child abuse, but allegedly that's what they were involved in. So
well,
it's very
it okay
unfortunate.
That made it okay to shoot everybody, even the kids.
Right. Well, they parked the armored vehicle over the place where, and then put the gas and the flame-throwing devices in it and so forth, and they basically murdered all the people.
Yeah, and that was supposed to stop child abuse.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is why was it that Timothy McVeigh was only charged with the death of the eight agents that were in the Oklahoma City building? Why wasn't he not charged with the death of all the people in the building?
Well, last I heard, I was talking to federal agents. They told me Timothy James McVeigh is not dead. You know, I'm doing well. He was a fighter, and they found all this evidence that he could have fought his case and kept fighting his case, and he didn't keep fighting his case, and he was a fighting dude. But the deal is, the reason he did fight his case and threw in the towel, it was smoke and mirrors. They allegedly executed him, but I've been told by different federal agents that they did not execute him, that he's been stationed in Central and South America doing deals down there, and they had to do some plastic surgery on him where he wouldn't be easily identifiable. But last I heard, he is not dead.
And the same thing, too, with this gentleman I was telling you, this former you know, police officer in the Hoffman Estates that did these bank robberies. You know, his brother was involved with a gun shop. His wife seemed as though she was a good candidate to be an informant. They said that she had some depression problems. She was on medication and things. It gave me a very good clue that she could have been sent in to, you know, be his controller or something like that. Who knows? But the thing that was very mysterious about this particular gentleman and, you know, what happened with his demise was his getting killed in the federal building. You know, handcuffs turned the wrong way so that the key would get in there, and then the key got to his hands. They don't know how, but now they have a trial currently that's been going on since 2004 of this man named Burke, who was allegedly the person that gave him the key to get out of the federal building. So and I think what they were trying to do was to let him out so that they would have the chance to shoot him down, because if he actually testified and was heard at the trial, then people would find out that this bank robbery was not what people thought. That's why they would try to sniff him out. And, you know, and it goes on and on and on. But, again, all these things that go on are being paid and orchestrated from us, the public. And unless we wake up as the public and do the right thing, and, like, if somebody's in trouble, we need to stand behind them. Like, for instance, this thing with John Gary Peeler's son, somebody needs to call down there and keep calling Arkansas and find out why there's no appeal process. Why is he locked up? Nobody, no forensic evidence, nothing. When John goes to court, well, not court, but some kind of arbitrational panel through the IRS next week, everybody listening to this broadcast should be on the phone calling the IRS in the New York City area and finding out what's going on with this case. Because, see, if there's eyes and ears on these things, they can't do this, not to the level that they're doing it, because then they will be found out. Am I not right, John?
You're totally correct. It's, the thing is, it's like I said, things are out of hand. And, you know, I would like to ask you and John, do you think the United States and the government is savable or not? Because it's so far gone, I don't know whether it's redeemable. Or people have to get right on their own level, like your survival advertisers are talking about. People need to get the skills and things they need and do the best they can, get right with God, help their families out. If they're doing something wrong with a federal agency, become a whistleblower, stop, get fired, quit, do whatever it, go to a foreign country, do whatever it takes to stop it, because it's going to take individual effort and people as individuals trying to do it right, because when you're part of the machine like I was, it's too easy to say orders are orders. I'm going to do what I told to. I'm going to try to protect my family and my retirement. Yeah, this guy looks like a decent guy, but, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put this radioactive substance in his water supply and let his whole family die because the government said he's a bad dude. That's not right, and it's got to stop.
Well, the thing is, will it ever stop, you know? And the way it's going, it won't, because, you know, the people that are ordering these things have a pattern. They're ordering the same procedures done after. That's why it's easy to see, because a lot of these things they do time and time again on the same type of plot, you know, to get take out people. You know, like you said before, you know, in regards to people like getting radioactive material in the water. How can people tell that? You know, people are not looking for radiation. You go in the hospital, nobody's checking people out with any type of Geiger kind of equipment or anything, or checking anybody's homes. So maybe it's getting to the time, maybe we should, you know, start buying and purchasing Geiger counters and do what we can to, you know, watch to make sure in our area that people are not trying to compromise themselves. Because you said we're in World War III. This World War III, we're fighting here amongst ourselves. That's the thing that's scary, John.
Well, the first casualty of any war is the truth, number one, and the truth has been a casualty from the word get-go, but the truth is the casualty or the first casualty of any war. So people get on their agendas and so forth and try to make, you know, like one of the senators the other day was over there in Iraq, I forget which senator it was, and he was saying it's safe and so forth, and then they showed in the background that he had about 100 armed personnel protecting him and about 5 helicopters, gunships that were flying close duty over the top of him. I mean, you know, if you walk down the streets of Chicago and you have 100 armed soldiers around you and 5 helicopter gunships flying over the top of you, yeah, you're going to be relatively secure. But right. Not everybody can afford and do that. But I'm saying it would be nice. You know, the world is a wonderful place that God created, and it could be a wonderful place if people would try to respect each other and their rights.
Right. And then if somebody isn't, be respected, get behind that person. And we'll be back after this break with John Gary Peeler and John Alstaff.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
And it's Deanne. Join me during the week, by the way. I'm on Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're here with John Gary Peeler and John Alstaffis. John Alstaffis, I'm sorry, you know, I wanted you to, you know, say something here as well. What do you feel that we should be doing here? You know, John Peeler said that we need to, you know, get right with God. And I think we're all on that same page.
Well, absolutely. You know, one thing I'm seeing is just like we've talked with the boys, there's the five colonels and lieutenants and whatnot that are involved with the POW MIA project here, and John Peeler himself are all professional people from the government that have been done wrong by the government that are now trying to do right. And again, they're all sick. They're all doing their best, and they're all not getting paid or supported by the government. It's just another acknowledgement of what's going on here, and people need to wake up and see and smell the roses, because if we don't stop this now, it's like there's a, I'd like to announce there's a trucking strike coming up on the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. I don't have the web. Well, yes, I do. I do have the website. I'll give it to you in just a second here. The thing about it is, though, is we let these people continue to put us down and get control of us, it isn't going to get any better. You've got to start stepping ahead and saying, I'm going to do something about this, and I'm going to take some action, and I'm going to make this a better world. And until we do, it isn't going to get any better. And just a second here. I've got this. I thought I copied it off here. Just a second. My pages are sticking together here. Forward. Here we are, maybe. Nope. I'm missing my paperwork. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there's a...
You okay?
April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, they're going to do a rally around the state capitol. That's coming up, and I think 2 weeks from now, and it's going to be in Washington, D.C. And from what I heard, too, it's going to be a situation where people are going to stay over. So it's not going to be just one day. It's going to be a few-day event. And same thing, this thing with John is talking about, it's going to happen. The truckers are told that, you know, just to shut down your vehicles, you know, to protest this stuff. Because, I mean, if we all start standing, and then if they try to take one person out, I mean, like, for instance, I thank you listeners out there, too, because I've told you out there they've been, you know, attacking my kids. They called. The people listening to this broadcast have called into the police departments out here to come, you know, check and see what they're doing with my kids. And they're letting people, alerting them to know that they're being watched. Because, see, if they're under watch and scrutiny, they can't come and take you out that readily, because they have to report back to why this is happening to people that are doing the right thing. And no, I'm not trying out to go out to harm the country. I'm not trying to hurt the country. John Peeler hadn't tried to go out and hurt people. John Alastasis hasn't, RBN. We're just trying to get the information out to you, because we don't want to see another Nazi Germany tyranny happen here. And it's already going on. Why is John Peeler's son still locked up?
I did find the website, Deanne.
Sure, go ahead.
If anybody's got their pencil and paper on hand here, and you're a truck driver, or if you can help the truck drivers by maybe being extra slow in front of them on these days so all the loads become late on these 3 days, the website is Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, at, that's the insignia at, Save America Fund, Save America Fund, S-A-V-E, America, M-A-E-R-I-C-A, Fund, F-U-N-D, .org. And that's from, it's set up kind of by Mark Adams, and it's on this April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And there's a whole series on that. If you pull that up, it's like they want to circle Washington, D.C. for a full hour with trucks and stop everything for a full hour for recognition. They want to do this around the country in different cities. And again, you know, everybody is... The trucking controls a lot of things, and if all of a sudden they let all the Mexicans and foreigners just drive trucks without any safety, and they're putting all the rules on everybody else, this is how they compartmentalize, shutting down one agency, and they'll do it to another agency, and they'll do it to another agency. So we all need to go out there, and we all need to block truckers that aren't going to, that can't participate. I shouldn't say they don't want to participate. They probably can't because they'll lose their job. But if all of a sudden somebody's in their way and they're going extra slow and they can't get around them because there's a couple cars blocking their way and they're going one-tenth the speed, all of a sudden it creates an avenue of following the procedure of creating the slowdown, of creating someone has to do something because the people are starting to react.
And the thing is that when you do these things, again, stay law-abiding, because the whole thing is once you do something that is going to be thought of and measured as being a problem, and it's going to cause a situation that it's going to disrupt something, then you can, you know, get locked up on that. So what we're trying to do is say, go out there but use this thing and work it in a way that we're all together and we support each other. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
John, I'm hosting the Dan Burley show. I'm not sure where Dan is. Can you hear me? Here we go. Dan's phone is acting up here, so this is John. Can you hear me, John?
Yes,
Keeler?
Sir, I can, John.
Okay, good.
Office. But anyway, I was going to tell you, you're totally correct, you and Dan. You know, when people don't do anything, you know, through those that don't study and learn from history are destined to repeat it. And Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King did a lot to change the social system of the United States and the world by their nonviolent protest. So nonviolent protest is a way to change things. Do you think it's too late to change things or not, John?
Well, I think it's got to, you know, this is a test by God to show us the wrong And so it makes us appreciate the right. You've got to have a point of measure. And so he's putting us through our agony points to appreciate and to desire and to work at changing this so that we'll lock it in better and so that we'll be better stewards of this earth if we, when we come out of this, is the, what I feel. And another thought I had on this trucking operation, if you think you can help, one way you could help is put a sign in the back window, say, trucker strike, and put the dates down of April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And on that day, if nothing else, just when you get to a stoplight, wait one full stoplight. Just don't go through it. Wait one full stoplight. That'll slow everybody down. That'll be a trucker strike that everybody's incurred on. It won't just be the truckers. It'll be all the cars. It'll slow traffic down everywhere if everybody just waits one light for the one day. And if you do it, like, say, two or three times during the day, that's going to slow everybody down. Just appreciate it and start acknowledging that that's something we're doing to activate a change, to activate something that's right, to activate the proper laws. If we go to Mexico and we're illegal in Mexico, we go to jail for a couple years. There's no reason why we should let the Mexican drivers in here without the same conditions that we have and meet the same criteria. And it's just not right. And so let's stop it. Let's start supporting our own country. Let's support our own health and supporting each other. I mean, we don't have to vandalize the Mexicans. It's not their fault for trying to earn a living or whatever, but they should have to meet the same criteria that we have to meet. And we got to be fair and balanced with everybody.
I agree with you heartily. In fact, the Invisible Empire of the Knights of Ku Klux Klan is making a big comeback in Arkansas, and the main thing that's firing them up is the border issue. I mean, in Little Rock, Arkansas, we have a Mexican consulate because there's so many illegal Mexican personnel that get in trouble in Arkansas that they have to have a consulate to help them out, to help them get back when they have family problems and so forth. And the thing is, the borders are totally out of control, and with the world terrorism on the rise and World War III happening, the border issue can be a very, very volatile issue.
Well, the thing about what's going on around the world as far as terrorism, you know, when we went into Iraq, if someone had come into our country and did to us what we have done to them, don't you think we'd be fighting back?
Yes, sir.
And
we made every major mistake there was. I mean, when we took out Saddam Hussein, all we had to do is say the army works for us now, and things could have been better. But the Shiites and the Sunnis were waiting for an excuse to have a civil war, and now they've got one.
Oh, well, I'm back.
Oh, hi, Ann.
Yeah, you know what happened? My phone went dead completely.
Well, you know, technical problems. A lot of people that I do business with have technical problems and so forth.
This is that good. Not good. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, the whole thing in Afghanistan, the situation with the bringing in and out the drugs, all this stuff is, you know, it's becoming such a huge nightmare. And the thing is so bad, John, you know, both of you, the disparity in the communities is really bad from all these drugs that they brought in, all this stuff that they have done. It has totally weakened us, you know, as a nation. We, like you said, I don't know, you know, I'm hoping we can be back as being a strong nation, but, you know.
Well, I was just comparing to, like, John was saying, that we've got terrorism in Iraq terribly, and I don't really think that a lot of it is created by the Iraqis. I think the Iraqis are people like we're people, and I think it's being created by the powers to be to some extent, to the fact that if we were attacked like Iraq was attacked, unrightfully labeled that we were the ones that perpetrated 9/11 or whatever, we were threatening Iraq, so they attacked us. Number one is we wouldn't be bombing our own schools, we wouldn't be bombing our own bridges, it's our own infrastructure. A lot of these things that are happening are the same reason why the Israelis are bulldozering down. They give land back to the Palestinians, but then they bulldozer down all the houses so they have no place to move to. And so here you have impoverished people, and they're giving something back, but then they don't give it back with all the goodies. They take away. And that's what they're creating. They're doing the same thing in our country by letting the Mexicans come in here. It's just another one of these levers, and it's going on around the world. These globalists are just unrelentless at creating hardship and poverty and enemies and giving you false enemies. You'll go fight someone like they're saying the Sunnis and the Shiites and whatnot in Iraq, I don't think those people have that much trouble. There's a lot of people that talk and said, geez, we lived among each other for years. They just don't fully associate. And I'm sure there's some situations to where you get like, I can't remember the old adage of the boy and the girl of the Renaissance that fell in love and that their parents didn't like each other. You know,
Romeo
the two families.
Romeo
and Juliet.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's some situations where that might happen or something, but at the same time, that's petty for what's going on today. You know, we're the deal is polluting the air around the world. We don't need to bring our boys home. You know, if 7,000 are injured, there's 500,000 are all on disability, and they're young. My gosh, do you know what the cost factor is for having to support all them boys for all that period, even if they don't pay them a lot of money? It's still a tremendous number. It's still a tremendous loss of infrastructure of our country, of young men building something, making something of themselves. You know, I was looking back on myself, and they kind of label me as being in the waste business as a person that toxified the area. Bottom line, I was in the waste way business, which is like organic farming. And in my day, I built a 9-hole golf course that was not there. I built a farm up that was a 250-stall dairy system, which a lot of times a family after 3 or 4 generations might build something up like that. I did it in one generation. And, it failed because the milk system was corrupted. But at the same time, those are two projects that I did. I handled this waste whey business for 20 years, which is a hot issue because it's a waste business that has a large odor to it. It's like sour milk. And I did it around the county for 20 years. Yeah, I didn't earn a lot of friends, but you know what? I did the business. I did it well. They didn't shut me down. I closed my own doors because I couldn't do it well enough anymore. And at the same time, the other people don't really want it. It was a heck of an achievement because who would take on that kind of business, be successful with it, and then, I had to retire from it because it was just different problems with it. But at the same time, I successfully handled it for 20 years. Someone had to handle it. It's a product that's in the area. It's a product, the end product of farming. Someone has to take care of it. And so I did the best that I could with the rules that they gave me. And so anyhow, those are some of the criteria that I look back on myself. And, you know, I can put a measure to say, geez, I'm pretty proud of myself. I did something. But you know, those boys coming back that are injured from Iraq now don't have that opportunity to even feel good to even start to do something like that. All they know is that, geez, I felt lousy, I felt lousy, I felt lousy.
But
I couldn't have kids, or if I did, they were corrupted from
John,
the DU.
It's my personal opinion that the United States can no longer be the policeman to the world, number one, and number two, the United Nations is more of a threat to the United States than it is a help to the United States. I'm not a John Birch or anything, but I think we need to get out of the United Nations, and we need to stop being a policeman of the world and try to let some countries solve their own problems.
Yeah, indeed. In fact, when they were solving their own problems, and we got out of the business of weaponizing them and doing the things that we are doing currently, let them progress as they were progressing. We have put, you know, it's kind of like when we came over here and American Indians were here and some people gave them guns and some, you know, moved them up to another level just in order to move them up to a level that they could, you know, start annihilating them, which they did. Now, we got populations over there in the Middle East, Jewish people, Israelis, you know, all the people that were in the Middle East were dealing with their issues and getting along. And then we came over there and started doing stuff. And the stuff we did has now corrupted everything. So until we clean our backyard, folks, do what we need to do best. And this is what I'm doing right now. And listeners, I'm telling you, you need to do this too. Every city council meeting, every community meeting they have for your township, your congressman, anytime they meet, you need to be there or get somebody from your block to show their representative from your block to make a statement of what you don't like about the policies that are within. Because that way, when they see folks there, they're not going to do anything. I've been going to these city council meetings, and it's like maybe a few people there, and then the other ones that have a lot of people are ones that are connected to the evil. So when you start molding up and coming to these meetings and making your voice heard, and they see you there, and you get on the televised broadcast that they do for the community, when you do that, then you know what happens? Then they're going to have to change the tone because then they have to start listening to you because then you become the people again. It's not a situation. They sit there and plan who they're going to put in, what they're going to do with your money, and then vote on it amongst themselves. It's, they have to then begin to represent you because you're right there. You're in the meeting. You got to be involved. Got to. School level, every level, policing meetings, whatever. You need to be on it and involved. And all this corruption will stop. Is that not right, John? Do you feel that way?
I agree with you. I'm saying, you know, you have to start at the lowest, the level where you're at, and try to raise up your level and try to do the best you can. And like John said also, you know, you have to start wherever you're at and go from there. But people can make a difference and have made a difference historically. When I was young, I didn't care that much for history. Now I'm working on my master's degree in it because history is fascinating. And when we don't try to change and do something about it, that's when we're destined to repeat some of this history. And we don't want to repeat the Russians, the problem they had in Afghanistan, and we don't want to repeat the problems that the Germans had in World War II. We need to try to take care of the business here. The United States, there's all kind of poverty. There's all kind of problems right here in the United States that are not being addressed. And there are United States servicemen in prisons and jails around the world that they send on secret missions and so forth. In Central and South America, we're not respected in many of those countries because we supplied guns and tried to overthrow both sides. We put the Shah of Iran in business, and he was wealthy and had diamond and gold cigarette cases while some of his people were starving to death. The United States has made some really historic bad decisions.
But then we're over there. And the thing is that we're going to continue to do it until we, the voices of the people, stand up. And I will say something here, and people listen to my broadcast know I do this. If somebody comes on my show, I stand behind them. So if something happens to people here in this room and outside, I will do what I can through my media sources to make sure everybody knows that you have been captured, harmed, or dismayed. Because the whole issue is this. Unless people know what's going on, the tyranny will strike you directly, eventually. If it strikes one of us, it will strike you. So the thing is that we need to collectively work together and go to these marches that are coming up and take a day off, help the people out with this thing with the trucking march, because if that slows down, the production of money slows down in their pocket, and then they will listen. Why the heck is gas prices at $2.94 now? What is going on to increase the gas prices? Have you heard a congressman, senator, or anybody checking into that? Why is that going on? It goes on because we don't say anything. We just go in and say, oh, God, look at the price. It's going up again. Let's pay for it. Why are you paying that? What is causing it to inflate like that? There has to be control in government spending. There has to be a control of the government because, again, the government itself is a non-for-profit entity, and we are the board members, and we have voting shares in this. So until we incorporate our voting shares and let them know, first of all, there's too much government in a lot of things. Secondly, we need to regroup and get to a very simple level of local. Keep local. Focus on your city, your area, your township, your alderman, whoever's in your area, your bureau, wherever you are. Keep an eye on them. Meet with people in your area. Go to libraries, to small meetings, and talk, and so that this thing will become a country again. We don't have a country. This is not the United States of America anymore. John Peeler, are you in agreement? Is this the United States of America?
I'm in total agreement with you. In fact, I would like to ask your listeners to write a letter to the president or Governor Mike Beebe of the state of Arkansas and ask for a state or congressional investigation of my son's case and how a young man who's an Eagle Scout, Lance Corporal, United States Marine Corps, can be framed for murder in this country with no body, no weapon, no blood, no hair, no forensic evidence, no eyewitnesses, just three witnesses that say that he said that he murdered a missing person. I mean, it happened to him. Dan, next it could happen to you, or it could happen to John, or it could happen to any of your Stavis, or it could happen to any of your listeners. When it happens to one person, it can happen to anybody. And he was just a totally squeaky clean, innocent young man. And just because I was involved in all this government corruption, dirty deeds, assassinations, all these federal crimes, and I'm trying to repent of it. I've wrote letters and talked to people and asked for federal investigations of three people that I was forced to fight, and these were not nice people, for crimes that they did not do. And Tony Alamo was totally squeaky clean and just a really decent man, and they got him for tax evasion. And I hope and pray to God that they don't do that to John Astafis or to you, because you're trying to get the truth out.
Well, look, well, I ain't got nothing for you. I don't have nothing. Okay, because, see, the whole issue is I came from something, and I saw what happened when I was very young. And the thing is, I saw people like Joe Lewis getting taken down for the same thing, income tax invasion. Why did they do it? Because he was friends with Jimmy Hoffa. Why was he friends? Because Jimmy Hoffa was helping him with his milk company that he had out, and he made a statement that he had so much money. So there was a letter that I have in my possession from the White House, and they were trying to get him on tax evasion. They took him out. I saw so many people that my dad had come in contact with being in the media that were taken out by the government because they were too much of a mouthpiece. They caused too much problem, and they went after him for income tax evasion. So the thing is, unless we stand together and make this country back the way it's supposed to be for the people and not for a few, we're going to see more and more of this. We'll be back for the last few minutes of this broadcast. Again, this is Deanne. We'll be right back.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
about Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Playing strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his bass.
We're back, and this is the last part of the broadcast.
Hey, Dan, can John give his site for, if he has a website, so we can contact the Oklahoma governor and contact about
sure.
his son?
Yeah, John, please.
Okay. My son's name is John Chris Peeler. He's number 107832, East Arkansas Regional Unit, Post Office Box 180, Brickey, Arkansas, 72320-0180. That's my son's Arkansas Department of Correction prison number, but he's doing life without. But I'm saying write a letter to Governor Mike Beebe, Arkansas State Capitol, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72201, or the President of the United States, and ask for a congressional or ask your senator for an investigation and ask him why that I'm talking on these shows about the Oklahoma bombing, the World Trade Center, about people that I was forced to frame for federal crimes that didn't do federal crimes, and why there's not a congressional investigation. And my son's case, look up his name and number on the websites of Arkansas Department of Correction and find out why he's in there. And after you look at it, sure, they've got misinformation on some of these sites, but when you find out the truth of the matter, demand for a state and congressional investigation. And I'd love to go on national TV and talk about federal crimes committed by the federal government that are being covered up right here in the state of Arkansas. Governor Mike Beebe has talked to me, and whatever your listeners do, do not help out Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, who's just a real class jerk who would make the worst president America's ever had. He's a Baptist minister, and he would be the worst president this country's ever had.
Well, that's the end.
We're at the end of the show. Thank you for coming on, John Peeler and John Alstathis. And we'll be back here next week. Join me on Truth Radio Monday through Friday, 6 to 7. Love you. Peace.
God bless you all.
God loves you, everybody. Thank you.
It's true.